What can I tell you about myself? It's great to be home, really, because I now live north of the river, and coming south of the river is a bit of a treat. I was born out near Epsom, Ashtead Way, and I was brought up there, and there were two formative things, really, or they clustered together in two formative things. My mother was a Christian. My father isn't a Christian, but of a fairly churchy kind she was, and she used to take us along every Sunday to church, which was not brilliant, but the kids' work, the children's work, and the work with the teenagers was very good, I think. And looking back, I think the most important formative thing as I was growing up was the Sunday by Sunday children's work and teenage work. And that's why I'm still passionate about children's work and teenage work today. I work in a church in North London, a place called Muswell Hill, up by Ali Pally. And we put a high priority, as you do too, on the children's work and the teenage work. And just look around here. How many of you here would say you became a Christian thanks to the children's or the teenage work in a church where you grew up? Well, that's enough to show that it's a really important thing, isn't it? Including Dobby himself over there. So it's a really important thing. I was brought up there, and I don't know quite when I became a Christian. I think, like a lot of people who grow up inside churches, it's not so much a decisive moment as a series of little decisions. I do remember standing by a bus stop when I was 14. I was late home from school. We were rehearsing a school play. We were doing Macbeth, and I had the very exotic role of old man. It was actually beefed up a little bit because I was also messenger, because old man wasn't big enough. But I was late home. We were going away for a weekend away with the teenagers. I remember standing by a bus stop in November with the rain coming down, and late. And I said, okay, God, I'll become a Christian if you get me a bus. This is why I'm not allowed to tell the story in public, Will. So I'd heard enough talks on how to become a Christian, and the way I was taught it was A, B, C, D. Admit that you're in the wrong with God, believe that Jesus died for you, C is consider the cost of what it means to follow him, and D is do something about it, A, B, C, D. So I closed my eyes and said, okay, God, I admit that I'm in the wrong with you. I believe that Jesus died for me. I've considered the cost. I'm willing to follow you. And now I'm doing something about it. Amen. Opened my eyes, and there was this bus. I have never had a prayer answered so clearly in the following years as I did at that moment. It was a great moment. But I also, the church I went to was a struggle. Quite often. I remember one particular Christmas carol service at the end talking to the minister in charge and saying, why didn't you tell people about Jesus? Packed building. Why didn't you tell people about Jesus? And he said, I didn't want to put them off. And a little bit of me almost died inside at the moment. I thought, we've got to do something about this. We've got to change things. So that was one of the number of conversations where I thought, well, maybe I'll go into full-time Christian work. So I talked to the assistant minister of our church. And I don't know whether he suggested it or whether I suggested it, but he didn't talk me out of it. He said, go and do theology at university. I would not recommend that. I really wouldn't. But God was very kind to me. I went to a place where I was taught some truth up in Edinburgh, Scotland. Then I was going through the process with the Church of England of being ordained. Went through that, went to Durham. And then I worked in various churches south of the river, a place called Virginia Water out near Windsor. Christchurch Bromley, which some of you will know, CCB. But I was there when the world was in black and white and dinosaurs ruled the earth. So that was a long time ago. Went to a church, look after a church in Surbiton for a while. And then for about 12 years, I was on the staff of a college, Oak Hill College, and people like Will passed through my hands. And now we find ourselves in Muswell Hill. I say we, married to Sharon. We got married 20-odd years ago. And we got two teenage boys and a very muddy Labrador. And leaving the house this morning, I couldn't decide which of the three of them had left the house in a greater mess. So, Will, what else do you want me to say? Is that enough?
That's perfect.